conviction that Jesus was the true Messiah. With power, Peter bore witness of the death and resurrection of Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Peter, knowing that the prejudice of his hearers was great, spoke of David, who was regarded by the Jews as one of the patriarchs. David speaketh concerning him, he declared, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. He spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. The people from all directions pressed in, crowding the temple. Priests and rulers were there, their hearts still filled with abiding hatred against Christ, their hands uncleansed from the blood shed when they crucified the world's Redeemer. They found the apostles lifted above all fear and filled with the Spirit, proclaiming the divinity of Jesus of Nazareth, declaring with boldness that the one so recently humiliated and crucified by cruel hands is the Prince of Life, exalted to the right hand of God. Some who listened had taken part in the condemnation and death of Christ, their voices calling for his crucifixion. When Pilate asked, Whom will ye that I release unto you? They had shouted, Not this man, but Barabbas. When Pilate delivered Christ to them, they had cried, His blood be on us, and on our children. Now they heard the disciples declaring that it was the Son of God who had been crucified. Priests and rulers trembled. Conviction and anguish seized the people. They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? The power that accompanied the speaker convinced them that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.